Now, friends, we've come down here in chapter 2 to verse 10. And here now, the people are rebuked for social sins. And it had to do here with the family. He says in verse 10, "Have we not all one father?" Now, there are many that try to say that he means Abraham because he's speaking specifically to Israel and definitely to Judah. And since that is true, there have been those, and maybe with some justification, they have said it's Abraham. But I think the next question makes it clear that he's speaking about God. Hath not one God created us? Now, he also makes it clear how God is the Father. God is a father by creation. But man lost that. Adam was a son of God. But after the fall, he begat a son in his likeness, not the likeness of God, but in the likeness of his fallen nature. And so when you come to the nation Israel, you do not find God speaking specifically of individual Israelites as being sons, but he speaks of the corporate body that's in the nation, or the nation Israel as his son. Isaiah says, "Israel, my son." Well, that's the nation, not just one individual. Even of two men that were so outstanding in the Old Testament, like Moses and David. It's Moses, my servant. David, my servant. Never Moses, my son, or David, my son. We become sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Have we not all one Father? That's by creation. We're all human beings. Now, that is something that is being greatly emphasized in the world today, and I think properly so. We're all human beings. I heard a man, definitely an unsaved man, on TV play that up, that we're all human beings and we ought to show respect one for another and consideration. Well, that's true as far as he went. That's entirely accurate. You're a human being. I'm a human being. And I should accord you the same rights and privileges and respect that I would like to have for myself. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? We are all a creation of God. Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Now, here they were, a chosen people, and they are breaking God's covenant, and they were dealing treacherously one with another. And not right with God, they're not right one with another. And that is certainly true of man today. I very personally have to say that a great many people that are unsaved today, I couldn't trust them, I wouldn't trust them. And unfortunately, I have to say, since I've been in the church for most of my life, there are a lot in the church that I would not trust, nor have I any confidence in them all. Why? They deal treacherously. And there is nothing that hurts the cause of Christ today more than a church fight and difficulty in the church and the fact that believers are at each other's throats. How tragic that is. And I don't care how evangelistic the church might be. The witness is nil when they are at each other in a very terrible fight.